From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. In Alaska, the state legislature's report is due this Friday on Troopergate. It's the investigation into whether Governor Sarah Palin tried to have her ex-brother-in-law fired from his job as a state trooper. With Palin on the ticket with John McCain, national players have descended on Alaska's cozy political world, as NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Meet Ed O'Callaghan. A recent alumnus of the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, he's been in Alaska since mid-September, freaking out the locals with his sharp charcoal suit and hyper-shiny shoes.
Not at all. Just here to represent John McCain and Sarah Palin.
Part of what the McCain campaign calls its Truth Squad, sent here to push back against the Troopergate investigation.
The campaign responded responsibly and saw the need to have representatives here as the Legislative Council inquiry continued to become more and more partisan.
And in fairness, it would constitute a kind of political negligence for McCain not to send in guys like O'Callaghan, especially in this age of rapid response campaigning. And so the Truth Squad has been holding court in this shabby office space in Midtown Anchorage, calling in the bewildered local press corps for frequent news conferences.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for your patience.
Spokesperson Meg Stapleton introduces their latest parry, a web ad.
Here's what the nation sees when it looks upon Alaska's legislative investigation. Lights.
In Alaska, the circus has come to town. When Governor Sarah Palin dismissed Walter...
The way the McCain people are presenting it, Troopergate has been turned into a political hatchet job run by Democrats. They point to the fact that the Democratic senator managing the investigation has told the media that Troopergate might damage Palin.
It's nothing more than a three-ring circus emceed by Obama partisans.
It is true that the Troopergate investigation is being managed by an Obama supporter, but the man hired to do the digging is a retired prosecutor, and the probe itself was authorized by a legislative committee dominated by Republicans. They're still the majority, and they could have stopped the investigation, but didn't. Palin's attorney general did try to stop it, pushing to have Troopergate investigated by a state ethics board instead. That did not go over well with some Alaskans. Last week, a small crowd of protesters went to the governor's office in Anchorage to demand the AG's resignation. Curtis Lester says he thinks the McCain campaign is pulling the strings in Alaska's executive branch.
They've basically, from what we can see, they've taken over our Department of Law, and they are trying to shut down the citizens' request to hold our governor accountable.
Alaskans don't take kindly to the meddling of outsiders. That's what they call people from the lower 48, outsiders. Protester Linda Kellen Beagle.
When I saw the New York lawyer, Ed O'Callaghan, paid by the McCain campaign, start to trash, you know, people that I really respected, like our legislators, that really, really got to me.
The McCain campaign has not stopped Troopergate. The investigator is now getting written responses from reluctant witnesses, even Palin's husband, Todd. But whatever the report says on Friday, the McCain campaign has managed to cast doubt on its fairness. At the same time, the McCain Truth Squad has become more aware of Alaskan sensibilities. It's stepped back some, leaving the legal wrangling to local Republicans. And New York lawyer Ed O'Callaghan has even made a concession to local fashion sense. He recently bought himself a fleece. Martin Costi, NPR News.